Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. If you're on the East Coast, I know you've been dealing with a lot of snow. If you're in the Midwest, I know you're getting over a lot of snow. And if you're on the West Coast, well, I'm not quite sure what you guys are doing. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat. We have two dedicated and extremely knowledgeable professionals in the area of real estate. And these two people I've known for, one I've known longer than the other, but they're two very, very impressive individuals in their passion and their love for not only what they do, but their love for also helping other people and making things simpler and easier for everyone that could possibly be involved in the process. Today's show is on the art and smarts of real estate. And today we have Darren and we also have Maria. And these two, again, dynamos, have been in the business for a long time and know and have a wealth of knowledge in the area. But without any further ado, we've only got 30 minutes and they've got a whole lot of information to share within each every one of you, so I'd like to go ahead and get them on. Darren, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks so very much for having me.
Oh, thank you. And Maria, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Zurian. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you guys for bringing all of this wealth of knowledge and experience. You know, not only in the real estate thing, I know that Darren could give us a whole dissertation on acting and all of that other stuff because he's definitely a multifaceted. So with that said, guys, got to call a spade, right? Anyway, with that said, let's first start off with Darren. Darren, could you tell us just a little bit about you? Then we're going to get a little bit about Maria. Then we'll start off into the topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Zurian, I've been selling real estate for about the past 13 years, and one of the things that kind of drove me to that particular career was the idea that I would really be moving people, helping people. I was a teacher prior, and it was a career that allowed me that same kind of privilege of being able to move people from one place to another, whether it be intellectually or, in this case, physically. And it's a great business to be in. And it's one of those things that I'm driven because of the people.
Totally understand. Now, I know that you, again, have a wealth of knowledge, and with that teaching background, I know that gives you an extra gift because most of us need help through that whole purchasing and buying and all of the different things that come together. But so thank you for coming on. So, Maria, could you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, I've been a mortgage consultant for about 12-plus years. One of the reasons I got into the mortgage business, I've been in the financial business for even longer, was one of the greatest gifts I can give myself is to find someone and put them in a home and see how happy they are, but doing it, you know, the right way and the easiest way. And now with all the changes in the industry, it's a lot more work, and one of the reasons I wanted to come on the show was to help people understand what they have to go through and the steps of obtaining a good mortgage so that they can get into their house with a peace of mind.
Outstanding. All right, so again, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, we have two serious professionals in the area of real estate, and they're going to help us. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, and you two are two experts, could you give us a little bit of an understanding about, let's say, the agencies, you know, who represents who and how do they represent us and what's their responsibilities as a realtor?
That's an important question, Zurian. There was a time when my parents first bought their home where all real estate agents represented the seller. So even though a buyer might be buying a home and talking to a real estate agent, everything that they were telling that agent was really, in fact, they might as well have just been telling the seller directly, even things that they may not have wanted the seller to know, like, want to offer a little less price, but...
Hold on for a second, Darren. We're getting a little bit of a feedback.
Okay.
Okay, say it again, please. I heard part of it, but do the whole thing.
Sure. So there was a time when real estate agents only represented sellers. So that meant that if you were a buyer and you were talking to a real estate agent, that agent didn't represent your interest as the buyer. They, in fact, represent just the seller's interest. But now, in today's world, we have agents that represent buyers, we have agents that represent sellers, we have agents that represent both parties, and we have companies that represent both parties. Now, this is really important because in Virginia, where I happen to sell real estate, Virginia is a buyer beware state. We sell, and every state is different, Zareen, you have to understand. So I'm licensed in Virginia, but we live in a three-state area or a three-region area with Washington, D.C. And Maryland. Well, Maryland's rules and regulations are considerably different than they are in D.C. and Virginia is very different. So in Virginia, we have a buyer beware state. Now, here's what that means to the buyer. If you're buying a house in Virginia, the seller doesn't have to tell you anything about the house. In California, for example, the seller has a long list of disclosures that they have to tell the prospective buyer. For example, in California, they even have to tell you if they ever have had experienced a haunting. I mean, crazy things. But in Virginia, the sellers don't have to tell anything to the buyer. So an agent that represents the buyer's needs is really important, especially in Virginia, because my job as an agent in Virginia helping a buyer purchase a home is really to help guide them through the process. And part of that guidance is going to be knowing, you know, the condition of the house and looking for things that maybe a buyer wouldn't be noticing, because buyers buy a home. So when they walk into a house, you know, they're not looking at all of the plumbing and, you know, the sort of the not fun things about the house. They're looking, they want that warm feeling, but they're looking to buy a home. I, on the other hand, since I'm not going to be living in the house, I can take a look at foundation cracks and plumbing. It's also the reason why having a home inspection is really important, in Virginia especially. Does that make sense?
Hmm. Yes, it does, actually. It does.
So, Zurian, if you were to drive down the street and you called a sign that was in front of a house that said for sale, and you're a prospective buyer of that house and you're talking to that real estate agent whose sign is in front of the house, their job is to sell you that house. In Virginia, since they don't have to tell you anything except for adverse material facts, which is pretty minimal. And so anything you say to that real estate agent as a prospective buyer, they're going to go back and tell their clients, the sellers. And a good example of this is, we'd like to make an offer on this house. We're not going to offer the full price, but we can afford the full price, or we've qualified for the full price, but we still want to offer less. Now the seller's agent's job is to take that sales contract to the seller and say, all right, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, these folks gave you an offer of, say, $10,000 less than the list price, but they told me that they can pay the full list price. What do you think the sellers are going to do?
Ask for full price.
They're going to counter back at full price. But now a buyer's agent, because I'm in the business of negotiating day in, day out, because I sell about a house a week, most people buy, you know, two or three houses in a lifetime. So I know what to say, how to say it, and when to say it to negotiate my client's point of view and their needs. So then when I go in and say, hey, we're offering, you know, 10% under the list price, this is the best they're going to do for you. Now I'm working for them. And I don't have to tell the sellers anything because I represent the buyers solely.
Outstanding.
Which is why they should have a professional representing them. And that's one of the things that Darren and I wanted to discuss with everyone. Because I think people get up in the morning half the time and say, we're going to buy a house. And they don't think about what's the first step. They just go out looking at homes, have no idea what they qualify for, and if what they qualify for is actually what they want to pay per month for a house.
That's a really important point, Maria.
Yeah,
because
really important thing.
A real estate agent isn't going to necessarily want to go and show houses to a buyer that doesn't have already the knowledge of what they qualify for, because I could be taking a buyer out and looking at $300,000 houses. They go and meet with the lender, now they only can afford a $200,000 house.
Exactly. And they, you know, and they just have no idea what the mortgage, a lot of times don't have an idea of what the mortgage payment consists of. You know, they figure, well, it's my principal and interest, and, you know, my taxes are not going to be that much, and my insurance is not going to be that much. Oh, I have a home, homeowners association dues that I have to pay per month. It's not included in the mortgage, but it's part of qualifying them for the mortgage, and it is a monthly payment that they have to make. I've had people that qualify for a particular mortgage, and the minute I put in their homeowners association dues, they don't qualify because that's an extra $200, $300 a month. It could be, or it could be as low as $50 a month. So it does make a difference, and people need to know all the components of their mortgage payment, not just its principal and interest.
Totally.
Yeah. This is what we try to educate them on and help them with. And then, like Darren mentioned, we're not wasting anybody's time because at that point they know what they qualify for. They know what mortgage payment they're going to feel comfortable with. And then they can start their search for the house in that range of the monies that they came up with that are good for them or that I came up for with them and explain to them what each component is, and nobody's time is wasted.
Yeah, outstanding. So your jobs, both of your jobs, are to protect that particular buyer, also to educate mm-hmm. them so that they can make the correct decisions.
Right, and that's what you just said right there was really important, Zurian, because the fact is we're on their side. You'd be amazed at how many people come to you and they're afraid to tell you certain things or, you know, just expose few things. And it's important because we're there. We're on their side. We're going to do the best for them.
What I tell my clients, because a lot of times people think of mortgage lenders, real estate agents, as salespeople. Our job is to sell, you know, the mortgage lenders to sell them on a mortgage. My job is to sell them a house. But in fact, when you hire Maria and I, what you're really doing is not hiring salespeople. You're hiring well-educated, savvy consultants because now the selling job is already done. You've decided to buy a home. I don't have to sell you anything. What I have to do now, and especially in Virginia because it's a buyer beware state, I have to help you through that process, provide you with sound information, and let you make up your mind as to how you want to move forward. Maria does the exact same thing when it comes to mortgages because there's so many options. And being given the information about those options and then being able to make a sound decision is really important because you can be making the decision that will be, that could potentially, and we saw this in the past with the foreclosure boom, where the consumers made decisions on mortgage products that probably weren't the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now with Maria, she's really going to give you the information about those programs, and then she's going to say kind of like a financial plan for moving forward, because you got to plan to stay in your house probably for 5 or 6 years typically at the minimum. And so you want to be able to have really sound information. So we're not selling, we don't sell our clients. We are really consultants to our clients. My job as a salesperson is when I have a sign in front of the house. And then if you call me, I'm going to sell every ounce of that house to you. It's a potential buyer.
I understand.
And come
Go ahead, Maria.
I was just going to say, come January 10th, the rules and regulations are going to be a little bit more stringent as far as how the banks and the lenders do business, and it's to protect the consumer. It's things that should have been any well-respected, good lender should have been doing anyway. Basic behind it is for the we have to make sure that whoever we're giving a mortgage to, that they can afford to pay it back, bottom line. And we should have been doing that all along anyway. But there are a lot of lenders out there that have not been doing that. And now it's going to be a law come January 10th. And it comes under the title of qualified mortgage that everybody's going to be entitled to.
Okay. So you guys, again, as Darren said, you're consultants, but you're also people that are basically growing relationships with your clients.
The relationship is key. My business is built on referrals, as is Maria's. So that means that most of our business comes not from advertising or marketing, but from repeat customers and from business partners who have seen what we do for their clients. And I can't mess that client up, because then they're never going to come back to me. And Maria can't either. So
nope.
Really, it's really important to get really sound information. I don't make decisions for my clients, but I do strongly urge them to move in directions that are, I think, wise. And I just provide them with the information, and I let them make those decisions.
Right. And like Maria was saying, you guys also need to kind of give you a full disclosure so that you can work the best deal for them and things can move along smoothly.
Absolutely. There should be no surprises when they go to that settlement table. They should, know exactly what is going to be put in front of them, understand what their mortgage payment's going to be, and be the happiest day of their life because they are getting the home of their choice. That's what settlement should be all about. And I've seen too many things from other people that's not what it's like, and I can't, in my heart, give somebody a mortgage if I don't feel they're comfortable, and it's really important that they be comfortable with whatever they're getting, and understand. That's the most important thing. Understand what they're getting at that table.
Totally understand. And I know, Maria, you also had a lot of experience dealing with veterans at one time with helping them to get mortgages.
I'm still, I am a military mortgage specialist. I enjoy helping our veterans get into homes for little to no cost, if possible, and that makes me feel good, like I'm helping them. And well, all my borrowers, I feel like I'm helping. Right now, there's a special going around. Well, it's not a special, but I have the capability of any veterans that want some cash for the holidays, for improving their home, whatever the situation is, we can refinance their VA loans up to 100%. So if anybody is looking to qualify for something like that, please let me know.
Yeah, Maria, isn't it true that the Veterans Administration loan, the VA loan, is one of the best loan products out there?
Absolutely, absolutely. If that's the first thing I ask, my clients, are you a veteran? And if they are, that's the route I'm going to take for them, because it is one of the best loans out there right now.
Is it the only loan program right now that's 0% down, or are there some other options for people who may not be veterans?
There are some other options, and there's a lot of good programs out there. And, again, one of the things that people have to understand as far as a mortgage goes. Everybody doesn't get the same mortgage. Everybody doesn't get the same rate. Mortgages are customized to each individual's needs, and that's how I do my mortgages. Whatever is going to fit best to them. If, you know, there is a zero down, USDA has a zero down, there's VHDA, which is a first and second mortgage. There's ways of not obtaining a mortgage with mortgage insurance, which is an added payment per month. There's so many different things. I deal with 17 different investors, plus I have the affiliation with my bank. So I've got the best of both worlds. They're going to fit somewhere.
I have a question about mortgage insurance. Wasn't that something this year that kind of came as a surprise to a lot of potential buyers that they were going to be, for the most part, most loans, especially the FHA loans, they were going to be required to pay mortgage insurance even if they had excellent credit?
Yes. Yes, because an FHA loan, that's one of the loans that I will not offer right off the top. Only because, and FHA is going to love me, but only because they have raised their premium, they have raised their monthly mortgage insurance that's added onto their mortgage payment, so they can qualify for a lot more home without that. And why should they pay it if they don't have to? FHA has some flexibility in other areas, and that's where I will use it if my clients need that flexibility. But otherwise, I would definitely keep them away from an FHA. It's expensive. Bottom line, it's expensive. And they're stuck with it.
This is exactly one of the reasons, Zurian, why I highly recommend Maria to my clients, because, you know, a lot of people come in, their parents have told them, oh, yeah, get this type of a loan. You know, there was a time where 30-year fix was the only loan that anyone should ever get. But, you know, there are lots of different reasons why you might do one particular loan program over another, and I know that when I refer my clients to Maria, she's going to really look into what's the best program for them, and she's really knowledgeable. And in terms of that, Maria and I have a really great working relationship, and I think that when you're working with a real estate agent and the real estate agent has a working relationship with your lender, this is really quintessential to having a successful closing. In Virginia, we go to closing. In other states, they have escrow. But in Virginia, well, you know, all the parties have to go to a closing table and sign off, and everybody is happy at the end. And when the mortgage lender and the real estate agent have a working relationship for that potential buyer, it's really quintessential to the process.
Absolutely. One of our clients called us the "Don't Worry About It" team, because they went through the entire process with Darren and I, us both telling them, and we didn't even know it because he was saying it and I was saying it and we weren't even together with them. Don't worry about it. We've got it covered. Don't worry about it. It's taken care of. And when they got to the closing table, they said, "You two really are the Don't Worry About It team."
It's outstanding. It's outstanding. Plus that, I know that, well, Maria, you operate in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., correct?
Yes. Actually, with the bank, I can handle the whole mid-Atlantic coast.
Okay. And
so
Darren also has others within his team that can also handle the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So either way, if they're looking for property in either three of those areas, they can still work through you guys. Cause as you said, you're the "Don't Worry About It" team, so you'll take care of it. Is that correct?
That is true. And in fact, Zurian, the company I work with, Century 21 New Millennium, has an international connection. We are part of the largest relocation company in the world. And so if you have a question or concern about any realtor anywhere, I have access to agents anywhere in the world, which is great. Working in the D.C. metro market, that's really important because we have so many international clients and we have so many folks. In fact, two-thirds of all buyers move into Virginia from another state.
That's
direct from the research done by the Association of Realtors in the area. And that's a lot of people moving in from another state. Most jurisdictions have people moving just within a few feet of each other, five miles is difficult. But we have them moving in from, most of our buyers move from out of, from another state to Virginia, Northern Virginia specifically.
Yeah, I actually noticed that. I looked at the numbers not that long ago, and I think it was something like 230,000 new people had moved into the Virginia area between 2000 and 2012. Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in terms of me as an agent that represents also sellers, this is a really important marketing aspect that a lot of real estate agents miss. I market to the international community and market to outside the state of Virginia because that's where most of the buyers come from. So if you're not marketing outside of the state of Virginia, you're missing a whole
lot. We lost you. You got kind of tinny, Darren.
Darren, we're losing you.
Oh, I don't know why. I guess all the snow. Can you just hear
is
me?
That what it is? Yes, we can hear you now nice and clear.
All right.
International market, you were saying.
Yeah, since we have so many international buyers, it's important if you're a seller to have your house marketed by a real estate agent that markets not just locally but globally. And that's certainly something that I do. And it's certainly something that sets me and my company apart.
Outstanding. Plus, you guys have awesome you have awesome resources as a whole.
Yes, and Darren, he's amazing when it comes to resources. He takes care of everyone. He's a great person.
Well, then that's actually part of the reason why we're the don't worry about it team, Zurian, because when you have somebody moving from outside of state, you know, and you move into a house, you're going to need a painter. You're going to need a plumber occasionally. You're going to need somebody to help you. And I have all those resources at the tip of my fingers and in my hundreds of resources for people who are moving in their home. And so hopefully my clients call me anytime they have an issue with their house, and I can then direct them appropriately.
Outstanding. So you help them to move on with their lives now that they've moved on to another place with their lives. That's huge.
That's correct.
Well, ladies and guys, could you guys tell me how people could get in touch with you? Maria?
They can contact me on my cell, which is, am I supposed to give that over the station? Yeah, 571-334-3299. Wasn't sure about that. Or they can visit my website, which is www.mariaplusloans.com, and the word plus is spelled out. So it's mariaplusloans.com.
Okay, and the phone number you said is 571-334-3299, correct?
Correct, correct. That's the best way to get a hold of me anytime.
Okay, and Darren?
Except 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So you can call it at 3:15, guys. I'm just joking.
Yeah, exactly. 4 a.m.
Thanks,
you can reach me,
Darren.
You can reach me by calling any Century 21 New Millennium office and asking for me, or you can call me directly on my personal phone, which is 703-861-5099, or go to my website, which is www.yourrealtorforlife, that's all spelled out, .net, yourrealtorforlife.net.
So yourrealtorforlife.net.
.net, yes. Yeah. Because it's not about the one house, it's about all those future homes and all their friends and family. So I want to be a member of the family, and that's the way I treat all my clients, as if I'm selling the house to my mother.
I hear you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Darren and Maria don't want to just be your realtors and your financial people for a day. They want to be your financial people for a lifetime.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Outstanding, guys. Was there anything else?
Question?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, anytime you have a question, just pick up the phone. Information doesn't cost you anything, and it helps you make a good, sound decision on especially buying a house.
That's true for me, too.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard them. They gave you their private numbers and said, call them. Because they're eager and waiting to help and assist you. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to leave everybody with? We've got like a little bit less than a minute left.
Maria, take it away.
Well, just basically, you know, like I said, the information is free. It doesn't obligate you. It's always good to get the information before making a major decision in purchasing a house.
And know who better to ask than a professional that's been in the business for a long time and it's going to give you an honest answer.
Exactly.
It's very true. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have any other little hobbies, I'm sure that Maria and Darren can probably accommodate you. They know the area. They've been here for a while. Neither is a Virginian by birth, but they definitely know Virginia and the ins and outs of the industries that they're so passionate about. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I look forward to our next talk because we all need help with real estate and getting a better understanding, especially with this new laws that are coming out, as Maria said. So, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to the next time we get to talk.
Thanks so much, Zurian.
Thank you, Zurian. It was a pleasure.
All right, but just before we go, just one more time, really quickly, give me your contact information, Maria, and then Darren.
My cell number is 571-334-3299. My website is www.mariaplusloans.com.
And you can reach me at 703-861-5099 or go to my website, www.yourrealtorforlife.net.
Outstanding. Thank you, guys. I truly appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you for having us, Zurian.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and we also wish you and yours much success. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying take care, farewell, and we look forward to sharing more useful information with you again on our next show, which will be on Thursday. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Take care.